Well, the leader of Musical Fair Theatre is looking forward to the leadership change in county government. The 2012 county budget has restored much of the arts and cultural funding previously cut by outgoing county executive Chris Collins. County executive-elect Mark Polenkars, in addition to being open-minded to arts funding, has also included a member of the theater community on his transition team. WBFO's Eileen Buckley talked to Musical Fair's artistic and executive director Randall Kramer at the theater's recent Unsilent Night holiday fundraiser.
How are you doing financially? How are you hanging on? Everybody talks about the tough economy. Obviously, people are here tonight spending money. You have your built-in audience, your regulars that go. How are you doing financially to hang on?
Well, we're doing fine. I mean, we've had to really plan and cut back in some areas and try to be smart about things. One of the things I've found is that if we don't have a show that is a big hit, in this economy, there's a bigger dip than in the past. In the past, if something was a relative hit, we would get more people than we do now. The big hits, the shows that people want to see, they're going to spend the money. But it's the shows that they don't know too much about, or maybe they haven't really heard about, those are the ones that they don't necessarily come to, and that's where we get hit a little bit. But that's all part of what we do. And so we just have to plan, we have to be smart, and we try to do that.
Has this new county budget made a difference for you? Are you one of the organizations that will benefit?
Oh, it'll make a huge difference. These are dollars that we can now turn around and use for events that are coming up. A brand new event that we're going to be announcing in downtown Buffalo this summer that we think will not only draw people from this area, but draw people from outside of the region. We are talking about expanding in our theater, creating a cabaret and an intermission space. And so the money will help us with programming for that space, because now we can start bringing cabaret artists and Musical Fair when we're not doing things on the main stage. So this money will be extraordinarily helpful, and it will be used to create more dollars in this community, which is what the intention, I think, was all along.
And that was the mission of the county executive right now, to get people to find new ways of building their money without relying on the government. But now you've got the support of Polenkars. He's put a member of the cultural arts community on his transition team. How do you feel about that? It's got to be pretty exciting to see someone embrace what you're all doing.
Well, it is great. And I'll say, for people who aren't necessarily big arts supporters, I think the great thing about Mark Polenkars is he hasn't promised us anything. All he's done is he'll sit down at the table and he'll talk to us. And then if we make an argument that is good for this community, he's going to support it. And that's all we ever asked for. We didn't get that in the past. And so I'm thrilled that Mark is our new county executive. But I think it's something that's going to be good for everyone, because he was the controller. He understands finances. He's not going to throw money around just to appease arts groups. But he's going to reward groups that help this community. And I'm excited about that.
So it sounds like 2012 could be a new era, a new beginning for a lot of folks with this administration and the cultural community.
It sure feels like that.